Breckenridge leaned on the sweep the way Kristoff had taught him. As the Sophie began to veer to the left, or port, as Kristoff called it, Breck spotted something in some other trees along the bank. He saw a flash as the sunlight reflected off of something. Instinct made him lunge harder against the sweep. He saw a puff of smoke from the trees. The keel boat began to swing around even more.
Mon Dieu, what are you? Oh!
A rifle ball struck the sweep.
Bushwhackers!
Breck was out in the open, a perfect target on top of the cabin, and he didn't like it.
Get down!
Kristoff leaped off the crate and started toward Breckenridge. Kristoff fell in an ungainly sprawl.
Pull hard, oarsman! Keep us moving as fast as you can!
Breckenridge dropped to a knee next to Kristoff, who was struggling to sit up.
Get behind the cabin. We are too far from the other shore for them to have riflemen there.
Breckenridge got hold of Kristoff and surged to his feet.
I ain't leaving you out here to be a sitting duck.
He ignored the shots and dropped to the walkway on the far side of the boat, lowering the wounded man to the planks.
You ought to be safe here.
Oh, to hell with safety. I can still fire a rifle. Lean me against the cabin wall and give me a gun. André, bring me a rifle.
Yes, sir.
The lean, dark Frenchman, who was Kristoff's second in command, ducked into the cabin and came back with a rifle. He handed it to Kristoff, who now balanced on his good leg as he leaned against the cabin where Breckenridge had helped him get in place.
It's Beaupont and his men. I will wager a new chapeau. Look, even now they come out of hiding in their canoes.
It was true, Breckenridge saw. Four of the lightweight craft arrowed across the river toward the keelboat as the fusillade from the shore continued. Breck saw the pirate's strategy. Keep the keelboatmen from fighting back by peppering the cabin with rifle fire and give the men in the canoes time to get close enough to leap on board and continue the fight hand to hand. It was very much like the previous attack, but having the riflemen on shore this time was a new wrinkle. Their shots would be more accurate than if they were firing from moving canoes. Breckenridge spotted Asa Bolton himself in the first canoe.
Let's go, man!
Bolton gripped a pistol in each hand and clearly was ready to board the Sophie and carry the fight to its crew.
Is that cannon ready to fire?
Yes, and the man might be able to touch it off once without getting killed if he was quick enough. But reloading would be worth his life. The men on shore would pick him off, certainement.
Maybe, maybe not. How do I fire the blasted thing?
You really wish to risk it?
I do.
Very well. André, fetch a punk.
André handed Breckenridge a smoldering bit of wood.
Bon chance.
Much obliged.
Breckenridge put his free hand on the cabin top and vaulted onto it. He lunged up next to the cannon and turned the weapon so that it pointed toward the oncoming canoes. He touched the pump to the hole where the powder charge was waiting to be detonated. He'd hoped to blow Bolton to hell, but as the smoke cleared, he saw that the cannonball had gone over the first canoe and struck one of the craft behind it, which was now a mass of floating splinters and chunks of jagged wood. Pirates were in the water, but Breckenridge couldn't tell how badly they were hurt. He had looked at the cannon enough in the past to know how it was attached to its swivel mount. He pulled the pins that fastened it in place and lifted it out of its cradle, a task that normally took two men to perform. The barrel was pretty warm from just being fired, but Breckenridge ignored that and cradled the weapon in his arms. He turned as a rifle ball whipped past his ear. He jumped off the cabin onto the deck.
Somebody else will have to touch it off. I can't do that and hang on to it, too.
Such a thing is madness. The cannon, she is not meant to be fired that way.
It's the best chance we got. Come on, André.
The lean, dark-faced Frenchman nodded. He had the punk Breckenridge had dropped, and he held it ready as Breck stepped out into the open at the end of the cabin and turned so that the cannon he held with both hands braced against his hip was pointed toward the attackers. Pirates wouldn't be expecting that.
Let her rip!
André touched off the powder charge.